Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and thank you so much for tuning in to our 33rd episode, which in and of itself is a milestone, mostly in that I think I've only forgot to record an episode for a random week here or there. So just the idea to remember to do that every week and get it out is an accomplishment in and of itself. But as I look through all of the listeners and downloads that we're getting each week, it's just very exciting to sort of see the ability to spread the word and sort of provide an influence even beyond the amount of people that I can see and treat in the clinic. So that's really, really exciting. So thank you all very much for tuning in, spreading the word, telling friends about it. I really appreciate that. And that sort of goes along with everything else. This is a big week at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance because this is actually the 4-year anniversary of us opening the LaGrange Clinic. So it was 4 years ago, roughly today, by the time this airs, that I left my prior job and opened the doors at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance with basically a treatment table and sort of a dream as far as what I wanted to do and how I wanted to be able to treat people and the services I wanted to be able to provide and the influence I wanted to have on not only my patients but the physical therapy industry as a whole. And I'm not sure I could even say that I could have dreamed that we would be doing what we're doing and involved in all the things that we're involved in today. So I am super thankful for the support that everybody has given us over the years and the trust that everyone has given us. And it's really allowed us to continue to grow and do great things. And I can't even imagine or hazard a guess of what we'll be doing 4 years from now. And that sort of goes along with what I wanted to talk about for today's podcast. Just kind of the idea of, you know, people come up with these various fitness goals or these ideas, things they're interested in, whether it's healing an injury, whether it's losing weight, whether it's training for a race or getting involved in something. And a lot of times they have this idea that that's sort of their vision or their goal. And one of the things I like to try and do when working with different patients is try to get at why that's their goal or why they want to be involved in that. And a lot of times that's a great way to help people really stay motivated and, you know, achieve what they're looking to achieve. And so a lot of that comes out of the Simon Sinek's popular book, The Start With Why. If you haven't either read his book or watched the TED Talk that he did on that, I think it's only 8 or 10 minutes. Pop it into YouTube, you'll find it. I'll try and pop a link onto the show notes of this, but it's a really great talk, a good motivational talk, and it really is a great place to start when you're looking to set your goals. And the idea is, let's just say your goal is to run a 5K. You say, all right, I'm gonna run a 5K, and you go out there and you're training, and you're putting in the miles and putting in the work, and it can get monotonous after a while, it can get tiring after a while, and so you wanna kinda have an idea of, all right, well, why do I wanna run a 5K? Well, I want to run a 5K because I want to be healthier. All right, well, why do you want to be healthier? Well, you want to be healthier because you have young kids and you want to be able to keep up with them and play with them. And all of a sudden, that starts to narrow it down for you. And now you've hit to a point where you can really focus on that. And so when you are sort of doubting whether or not you really want to go out and train or you really want to do what you're doing, you can definitely look to that and sort of push off of that and get out there and use that as something to help get you through those times when you're sort of doubting yourself or ready to talk yourself out of what you're looking to do. And I think when I look back at what I wanted to do at with Feldman Physical Therapy, the real goal was I wanted to be able to treat people in a certain way. I wanted to be able to have enough time to spend with each patient, and I really wanted each patient to be able to receive the sort of treatment that you would be able to get if you were a elite professional athlete or something along those lines, because in reality, you know, everybody is a professional at something. I like to think back to that NCAA commercial that used to be on during the Final Four years ago that sort of, you know, 99.9% of college athletes will go pro in something other than whatever sport they're playing. Sort of the idea that whatever you're trying to get to or do is, you know, that is your sport, that is your thing that you need to get back to. And there's no reason why that type of care shouldn't be available to everybody. But I also really wanted to sort of influence people and realize that that old school idea of physical therapy being a big mill or a waste of time is not true, and that as physical therapists in physical therapy school, we learn some really useful skills and some really great things, and sometimes we just aren't given the chance to apply them in sort of that mass treatment type situation where you're dealing with 3, 4, 5, 6 patients at a time, and it can just be really hard to do. And so I, you know, my why or sort of my vision was that I really wanted to be able to use all of the tools that I felt like I had. And I also really wanted to be able to build upon that tool set and use more things and, you know, and learn new skills that I felt like I'd never had the opportunity to do because of just a simple lack of time. And so, you know, now since we've been around for 4 years, you know, I could say that, you know, I never envisioned in the beginning that we would have 2 clinics be, you know, here in LaGrange and also in Fishkill. I never imagined that we would be working with a local semi-pro sports team with the Kingston Stockade and all of the great things that we're able to do with them. I never imagined we'd have the partnerships with some of the local high schools and local college athletes that we have. And also, I never really imagined, but at this point, I have had 4 patients who have sort of come in to see me either at the beginning of their college career or even after college and have made the decision to go back to school for physical therapy or continue in school for physical therapy. And really, I could say, you know, that's something I never imagined would happen before. Wasn't anywhere on the radar of what I was looking to do. But it is great. It's really, you know, inspiring and really helps keep me going through everything every day. So as we sort of approach the time limit of this podcast, once again, I just want to take this opportunity to be able to thank everybody for all their support, all their trust in what we're doing, and helping to let us continue to grow and do fun things. And with that, maybe sit down, take a little bit of time, and kind of figure out your why of why you're doing, you know, what you're doing or why you're training for what you're training for, how you picked out your goals. And the way I usually tell people to do that is kind of act like a 2-year-old and just keep asking the why question. So every time you come up with an answer, just say why. And when you figure out that there's no more answers, then you've really found your sort of deep why as to what you're doing. And with that, have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you back here next week.